Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. And it's exciting today because we're going to welcome a brand new guest to our program. We've never talked with her before. It's Veronica Hernandez Riley. And Veronica is a farm worker health and safety educator from North Carolina State University and with the Allegheny and Ash Centers Cooperative Extension. Having said all that, Veronica Hernandez Riley, good morning.
Good morning, Danny. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you today, and we got some really cool stuff to talk about. Before we get to that, I want to talk about you. Not that you're not cool, too, but let's get a little background on Veronica.
Sounds good. My name is, like you said, Veronica Hernandez Riley. I am a Hispanic American. I grew up here. I was born and grew up here in the United States in Jupiter, Florida, and moved here to the mountains of North Carolina back in 2004.
Oh.
And I worked at my mom's restaurant quite a bit. She had a little restaurant in Ashe County called Isabel's.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting to know the Hispanic community through working at her restaurant. Went on to go to the nursing program in Wilkes, and from there I went and worked in local hospitals, clinics, and just recently the health department until I was offered this position with North Carolina Cooperative Extension, which is very, very exciting for me. Very excited about the program.
It sounds very exciting. We said at the beginning, farm worker health and safety educator. What exactly is that program, Veronica?
It's a collaboration with the farm worker health program to provide trainings to farm workers in areas such as pesticide safety, weather safety, cold and heat stress, to the agricultural workers in this area. It's also a resource to the farm workers and their families to access other local services and programs that could help them. You know, we strive to improve communication also with farmers and the Hispanic farm workers and their families.
Sure.
It's not only for the Hispanic community. We don't discriminate against Americans. but since I speak English and Spanish, I do cater quite a bit to the Hispanic community and just trying to help them in any way that I can.
How did this program get started, Veronica?
Well, it's very, very new. The program started back in 2014, just last year, in Wayne County, which is in the eastern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And it was run by a man by the name of Luis Cruz. He was a program educator, still is, and he was very successful in his first year. He was able to assist 33 farmers and trained about 616 farm workers.
Wow.
And he also had some community events, which he had great turnouts for, which included about 120 adults and youth were in attendance for those community events. So since he was so successful in his first year, they've now expanded it to Ashe and Allegheny. So this is actually the second tier of the program. And hopefully, if we're very successful, which I know we will be in this area, hopefully it'll expand to other areas of the state as well.
With that kind of success right at the beginning, and it's pretty cool that you guys are the second opportunity to do it as well. We're talking with Veronica Hernandez Riley with the Allegheny Nash Center's Cooperative Extension. She is the farm worker health and safety educator. You sort of covered a little bit of this, but tell me, why would local farmers be interested in this particular program?
It is a free service that's offered through Extension. It gives the farmers an easy way of providing the EPA required WPS training to their workers, which covers, you know, such things as pesticide safety. This is a requirement for all agricultural workers.
Mm-hmm.
So we cover pesticide safety as well as weather stress and other work hazards. Normally, these trainings are provided by a DVD that they just put in a machine and put them in front of a television.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's basically their training.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this takes the place of the CD. It's more interactive. It's in an open forum. I come out to the farm site or the work site, wherever they may be. I set up my little training tools, and it ensures better understanding and stresses the importance of taking precautions. And I make sure that they're going to apply this knowledge in their everyday work. I talk to the workers like they're my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just ask for their undivided attention mm-hmm. for about 60 to 90 minutes. And then at the end of my training, I do fill out a little bit of paperwork so that I can give them all EPA cards showing that they've been trained by a certified trainer.
You mentioned EPA, WPS. Explain that to us, please, Veronica.
Well, the EPA is the Environmental Protection Act. It's actually an agency of the federal government. Mm-hmm. It was created back in 1970 under President Nixon. And the purpose of the EPA is to write and enforce regulations to protect human health and the environment. And the WPS is the Worker Protection Standard, which is managed by the EPA, and it is intended to protect employees on farms, forests, nurseries, and greenhouses that are exposed to agricultural pesticides.
In addition to the things you've already mentioned, any other services that this program provides, Veronica?
There are. Not only do we provide the trainings, but we also assist the farmers and the farm workers and their families to access various local programs. The thing that I tell most people is I can't turn my Spanish off. So if someone's having difficulty communicating, they don't know who to turn to, they don't know who to ask for help or what kind of programs are available, I encourage them to call me. You know, I may not know all the answers, but I can put them in touch with someone who can help them. So, you know, I extend myself to the farmers, the farm workers, their families, their children. I'm hoping to get to know everybody in the family so that if there's something that they need and they're not sure where to turn,
that's where
I come into play. I can help them access those different services.
Our guest on Extension Today here at WIFM today is Veronica Hernandez-Riley, farm worker health and safety educator with Allegheny and Ash Centers. How do people, you said you'd like encourage them to get in touch with you. How would people or organizations in that matter get in touch with you?
I work through the Cooperative Extension in Ash and Allegheny counties. We have offices in both areas, and I have pamphlets and cards that I normally give out with my office telephone number and my work cellular number, which I can give to you. A lot of it is word of mouth, just letting people know that I'm out there. But they can always contact the extension office and ask for me. They can leave me a message. I check my messages constantly, so I always return calls as quickly as possible. The Allegheny extension phone number, which is normally where I'm at, is area code 336-372-5597.
All right.
Or they can always reach me by my cellular number, which is area code 336-572-2224. I like to tell people I have messages in English and in Spanish.
Terrific.
So if you hear Spanish when you call me, please be patient because it will turn into English. So you can always leave me a message on either of those phone numbers.
You may have mentioned this at the very top of the show, Veronica. How long have you been with Extension now?
I've been here not quite 4 months, so I'm very new at the program, and I'm actually very new at the industry. My background is mostly in medical, so the agricultural industry is very new to me, but it's fascinating, and I'm learning new things every day. So I've been here about 4 months, and hopefully I'll be here for a long time to come and continue learning more about the trees and the pumpkins and the cabbage and all that good stuff that we have in this area.
How many individuals have you reached so far, do you know?
I've met quite a few farmers. That's been the first process of this whole program is just getting out there and meeting everyone. But I've actually done work with 11 farmers here locally.
Okay.
And I've trained approximately 175 farm workers.
Wow.
As far as how many families I've assisted, you know, my phone is constantly ringing, and I couldn't even tell you what that number is. quite a few. So
you mentioned how folks can get in touch with you. How do you reach the families of farm workers?
Well, a lot of it is by phone, and a lot of it is just going out to not only the work sites, but also the camps. We call them the camps where a lot of the migrant workers reside when they're not working.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, it's hard for them to get in touch with me by phone. Either they don't have a phone or the phones that they have don't work in this area. A lot of it is me going out to where they are.
Wow.
Sometimes at work, sometimes at doctor's offices, sometimes at the grocery store. I always have a pad of paper with me so that I can write information down if I need to. Whatever works for them, however we have to do it, is what we'll do. But a lot of it is driving around and just going where they need me to go.
How have the how receptive have the farm owners or the people who employ the workers, how receptive have they been to you and your training? Has it been a good response?
they have been incredibly receptive and very welcoming. So far, you know, only having done this about 4 months, everyone who I've come in contact with thinks it's a wonderful program. You know, the laws are always changing, so it's something that's required, you know. Yeah. And plus, most of the farm owners around here really want to take good care of their farm workers.
Absolutely.
So they want them to be safe and healthy on the job. So it's been wonderful. This whole harvest season here in the mountains, October, November, has been quite an eye-opener. We have a huge influx of migrant workers that come into the area to do work for the Christmas trees. So I've been really, really busy this past month, and I expect that to go on through the month of November. But they've been wonderful. They're happy to see me. They know that I'm a good contact not only for the farm workers, but for them as well. If they have any trouble communicating something to their workers, then they call me, and I've been able to bridge that gap of communication. They've been extremely receptive and very excited about this program.
Do you host community events too?
I do.
And where would those be?
To date, I've only had one. Because this is such a busy season that it's hard for people to get away from work.
Sure.
But I did, as the migrant workers came into town, we held a service and a migrant dinner at the Laurel Fork Presbyterian Church, and we had a wonderful turnout. We had over 100 people show up for that, and we had lots of good food. We did a beautiful service to keep all the workers safe and protected during harvest. And then we all ate until we couldn't stand up and had a wonderful time. And, you know, I passed out my information, and I've actually heard from quite a few workers that needed some help with various things. So it was a really, really great event, and I'm looking forward to having some more hopefully soon.
Let me ask you before I let you go, Veronica, what do you see as a major area of concern for the farm workers in the area?
There's a lot of different things I'm coming to realize, but one of the main things that I really think is just the communication barrier. You know, there's services out there that can benefit them, but they don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to find out about them. They're not really sure who to ask. And a lot of it is because they don't speak English. A lot of people in these programs don't speak Spanish.
Right.
So that makes them not ask questions.
Sure.
And so I think just the ability to have someone to translate to help them access those things is very, very helpful. Because a lot of people just don't know that there's help out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I need to make them aware of. You know, you're here, you're working. You've got families to take care of. My role is not regulatory. It's not really my concern whether they're here legally or not.
Sure.
Bottom line is they're here, they're working, they have families to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that you need, you know, you need to let me know because I can tell you how we can get you some help. So the language barrier is a main thing. Housing is always an issue, which I'm trying to get more information about that. But I think this is really going to open up some lines of communication, really make things so much more accessible for them so that we can all do what we want to do, which is live our lives, work, support our families, and be successful.
I have to agree with you 100% that this is going to be a hugely successful program. Farm worker health and safety educator Veronica Hernandez Riley. Man, you got some great information. Thank you for sharing it with us today.
Thanks for having me, Danny.
Oh, by the way, one question for you. You've been in Allegheny, you said, for a while. How does the snowfall in Allegheny compare to Jupiter, Florida?
Sideways.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, definitely sideways.
Okay. Veronica Hernandez Riley, we look forward to talking with you again, finding out the progress of this program, Allegheny and Ash Center's Cooperative Extension. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Before we wrap up Extension today, I do want on a personal note mention that just recently I was invited to the Farm Bureau Yadkin's 2015 annual meeting at the Moose Lodge in Yadkinville, and the folks at Farm Bureau awarded me the Distinguished Service to Agriculture Award, which I am greatly appreciative of. I do want to say a special thanks to all the folks at Farm Bureau. Without Farm Bureau and without the cooperation of all the cooperative extension services around our region, we could not do the things that we do with Extension Today here on WIFM. So I'm very honored with the Distinguished Service to Agricultural Award from Farm Bureau, Yadkin County, and a special thanks to all the folks and to all the folks with cooperative extension who make this job, this program, so easy and so much fun. Thank you. And thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.